and in Baxter in the Morning.
IT After Show podcast is on. Today is Wednesday. It's January 24th. It is my old best friend's birthday, Joe Armstrong.
Plano, Texas. Joe.
Represent. You want funny stories on me? He has quite a few.
We ought to call him one day. That'd be funny.
That'd be really funny.
No, I think we ought to.
Not going
to
do that. Every once in a while, he comes into town, though. Like, he has business, and something he does ends up having people who use his machines around here, and he comes in to service the clients.
Yeah, because that one day, he just popped in.
I look up, and my best friend from childhood is in the building.
Right.
Like, and it was really neat, because I hadn't seen him. I guess I've seen him a couple times in the last couple of years. But let's say it had been since probably 97, since I had seen him, and we went 17 or 18 years not seeing each other. And the only thing he would see is a little bit of my social media.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But because my social media is kind of different, like I don't use Facebook the same way mm-hmm. other people do.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't even know what's going on with him. So like we just got to catch up and go have a couple beers and hang out. It's pretty fun.
That's pretty cool.
So you guys you still in touch with your childhood best friend?
Childhood, yeah. I'm on Facebook with her. She was my next door neighbor. Her name was Christy.
You?
Kind of, sort of, a little bit, I guess.
You still have that passion.
Facebook makes it really, really easy.
But you still have that feeling about them? Like, to me, like, that friendship with Joe, like, dude, that's awesome. That's that childhood. There was one house in between us. We had chicken pox at the same time.
I moved around a lot, so I didn't really get my close friends until, like, junior high school.
Yeah, I still stay in contact, but I don't like reach out to him and text him, hang out. I probably need to, and it makes me feel bad when I start thinking about that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's like with all friendships, you kind of go in those different directions, and then you just kind of lose contact with people and stuff like that. So
I'm going to text him. Oh, man, I don't know which number it is.
Text both of them.
Son of a gun. There's two numbers.
Do both.
But that's weird, isn't it?
No,
there's just one person that will
think it's weird.
Yeah. Well, somebody might have his old number, but just say, what up, dude?
How does this even happen?
What up?
I was going to text him and see if he responded in the middle of the show. I have two. Let me see if this is it. There's a 214 and there is a 540. I don't know which one it could be.
Do both.
I'm not doing both.
Just do both.
Because then if it's not the right person, then I have the awkward conversation of, sorry.
It's not a conversation. No, it's just sorry.
And you don't even have to respond to that. You just say, what up, man?
They don't even know
what up, man?
Say, sup, bro?
I'm
don't
not six.
Say that.
I'm researching these numbers.
Are you looking up these numbers on the company
He's
computer?
He's researching the numbers.
Virginia? The heck would I be talking to somebody in Virginia for?
Well, look at the other number. Does he live in Virginia?
No, he doesn't. He lives in
Texas.
Did
you meet Virginia?
Meet Virginia. I love that song.
Me too.
You should take a train to Virginia.
So dumb. Wonder if this is still his number.
Is that one in Texas?
I got it, I think.
Don't why say did it out
he,
loud.
Why did he originally have a Virginia number then?
I think it's company.
Oh, okay. Mm. Gotcha.
I'm just going to say happy birthday, dude.
Dude?
Dude.
Oh, don't do that.
Bro.
I'm
not doing bro.
Happy birthday, childhood friend.
All right, now I just sent it.
Childhood friend.
We're going to see. I hope it's his birthday.
What if it's not?
Now, the way I remembered it is because my brother and sister have a birthday tomorrow, and Joe's birthday was always the day before. So, anyway, This Is Us. Kelly has, I thought she looked like she'd been crying when she walked in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
This Is Us must have been brutal last night.
It was. It was. I don't even know. I don't want to mess it up for anybody, but get ready. You might want to be in a room by yourself with Kleenex and wine. And
typically how David ends most of his nights.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Lock the door, light a candle.
Light a candle.
Turn all the lights down low.
Who was it? Okay, so that song, that's how it started, right? Chris Young's song.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, I kind
of. Yeah.
And then somebody came in and they were talking about an event and they said, and you get to light a candle.
And that's immediately what
And all of us, because that has taken over our brains. Light a candle. Okay, so does Joey watch This Is Us with you?
No, I made him watch like the first three or four episodes because I got so into it when I first started.
Uh-huh.
And he watched a couple of them and he was just like, I don't know if I can do that, because he was adopted mm-hmm. and found his biological father, which there's a whole section in there about that. So there's everything is so relatable. There's something for everyone.
That's wild, man. Mm-hmm. We saw the trailer or the teaser, whatever, on TV, and I'm like, we should really watch it because I could tell. Mm-hmm. Even in 15 seconds of a commercial, you can tell I would probably like the show, and I would fight the cry the same way I did knowing I was going to watch the Michael Scott episode of The Office, mm-hmm. where I put that off for 2 or 3 days. Like we were watching it every night until we got to the episode before goodbye.
Yeah.
Right. And when we got to the episode before that, I was finding any reason. The Netflix is down.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, wow.
Cause I wasn't ready. I wasn't in the place. I think sometimes you have to be in the place where it's okay. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'll say this to you guys. Sometimes my wife giggles or makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable if I cry.
Rachel gets like that sometimes with me.
Are you crying?
It'll be a serious spot in the show, and then she'll just start like,
she'll cry?
See, I think it's
no,
sweet.
She won't cry. She'll just like either make fun of the show or make fun of me.
Are you crying?
Yeah. So like, it's like,
hell yeah, I'm crying. This is emotional.
At the end of season 2 of Stranger Things, I was like getting a little bit emotional on that spot, and she's like, making up all these comments. And I was like, will you hush? I think I told her that. I said, will you be quiet for just a minute? I sounded like a grandpa when I said that.
Will you hush?
In hindsight, that was not very nice.
Joey cry?
Did he or does he?
Does he?
I mean, he has before. But
well,
yeah.
I mean, I realize he has before.
I'm sure we all have at one point in our lives.
The older he gets, the more sentimental and emotional he is, like about our kids and stuff.
You make fun of him?
No, not at all. I think it's sweet.
What do you do in that moment?
I'm like, oh.
Bow, chicka, wow, wow.
And then I automatically, we start making out.
Oh, man. Gosh. A snotty makeout session.
No, you can't do that. Okay, so, you know, we try to keep it pretty light on here most of the time. One of the big topics today, though, is the Kentucky school. Mm-hmm. Kelly found a stat, and we'll just stone this for just a second. It is topical. The Kentucky school thing, kid goes in, hurts a bunch of people. Two people end up being dead. And how did you find that photo of what you believe was a person? News agencies? Because I haven't said his name yet because he's underage. He's, what, 15?
15.
But just an awful story. And will more than likely be tried as an adult and be charged with murder.
It's and awful. We don't know anything about motives or anything, but if I had to bet, I'm sure it had something to do with bullying or what he felt. Was bullying
or a relationship because it was a guy and a girl who were the two who died. Mm-hmm. Other people injured. There were people who were running out of the school on the phones with their parents. There's people, you know, people are being shot at the school. Can you imagine getting that phone call?
No.
I mean, and then what was the stat you saw on how many school shootings already?
There's been 11 school shootings this year only, and it's only January 24th. 11.
They got to do something.
I know.
But what can they do?
I don't know.
Like, yeah, I remember, I can't believe they're going to make us walk through metal detectors. But at this point, it almost has to be done.
It does.
Yeah.
And I don't know it doesn't matter if it's a good school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Heck, it could be a great school where everybody's rich and everybody has great cars, but it could be the one person who just got upset about something.
There's been shootings at churches. Nobody is safe.
It's crazy to think about that.
Yeah.
And just a sad reality of things. Also, I was sad this morning, too, because... Toys R Us, which to me was my childhood favorite store. Mm-hmm. Like, no kid wants to go to any store. I don't want to go to the grocery store. I don't want to go shopping for clothes. I didn't care about electronics unless you were buying me something. But I always wanted to go to Toys R Us.
That was like you'd have to go grocery shopping. You have to do all your errands. And if you're good, we'll go buy Toys R Us. 100%. And my grandmother would say, and maybe we'll make a purchase, is what she would say.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It's funny to me because when I was a kid, we always went to Memphis to have Red Lobster, which is now in Jonesboro.
Right. That was a big thing for us, too.
Target was another big one. And Sam's. So all three of those are now in Jonesboro. The only one that never made it was Toys R Us. But we always made that Toys R Us visit because we did everything else. And it was one place I always wanted to go. I'd go in the video games and I'd be like, oh my gosh, look at all this stuff. And then I'd go look at all the Star Wars toys and all this kind of stuff.
No, and it's aisle after aisle of a massive store. Imagine if it was... the size of Walmart neighborhood market, but nothing but toys and games. And
oh yeah.
Then they added in the Kids RS stuff as well. You know, I didn't ever really do much with that, but like you could find everything in there, and it was so overwhelming as a kid to go in. Like, because I loved it because it's like I guess when you're a parent and you have kids, you try to let them enjoy the same things you enjoyed.
Yeah.
So when we would go to Dallas, Little Rock, Nashville, yep. Memphis. We always took mm-hmm. kind of Toys R Us. It was like a rite of passage for me to take him in there.
Yeah.
And I became like my grandmother or my mother. Hurry up, buddy. Hurry up, buddy.
There's more aisles. We have to keep going.
There's so much stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can stay in there for so long. The list of stores are going to close like 182. I don't know if they have the list out yet.
Yeah, they have the list out, and I'm looking at it right now. It's kind of sad because one in Little Rock is closing. One in Memphis, Tennessee is closing.
Which is it, the one by Wolf Chase?
What's it's this 7676 Polo Ground Boulevard.
What does the Little Rock one say?
Let me go back to it. There's also one closing in Nashville, too.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like all the ones that we have been to and remember are probably going to be the ones closing. Shackelford in Little Rock, Shackelford Road.
Yeah, that's it. That's so, the one right off the interstate.
I guess all the ones that we've been to are going to be shut down.
Plano, Texas. Oh, I'd have to go down there. I don't even know if it's still there.
There's El Paso, Houston, Allen, Irving, Louisville, Dallas, Hearst, Hewlin. Those are the ones that are closing. The cities.
Let's see if they still have it. I could still drive there. Like from my house, I would know exactly how to drive to the Toys R Us because really? It was such an exciting thing. It doesn't look like they even have that location anymore. Golly. Mm.
That's kind of sad when you think about all that stuff, isn't it? It's like, man, you grew up with all this. Now it's gone.
Up, Collin Creek Mall, permanently closed. Aw. That legitimately makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
So many great memories going there.
Are we
going
to cry this morning?
Did you have your first date there?
I didn't really have
dates. First date. You going to go to Toys R Us with me?
I didn't really ever have dates. Y'all should feel sorry for me. You really should.
I never had dates in high school. Does that surprise you?
I wasn't allowed to go out on dates.
You would have had them, though. Dudes are probably lining up to ask you.
That's not true.
You had a boyfriend, though, right?
Yeah, I had a boyfriend.
See, that's why.
That doesn't mean anything. In school, it didn't matter. I mean, how serious were you?
I mean, I had the same boyfriend from 7th through 12th grade.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe by that age it's a little more serious.
Yeah, because everybody knew that she was dating this guy. So everybody
You're trying to
away.
Make her feel good. I really, yeah, I figured you'd had guys like, hey, I want to date Kelly. I want to date that Proctor girl.
What did y'all do, like, as a couple then, if you didn't go out on
dates? It was called our youth group and church events.
And probably talked on the phone.
Yep.
Dave, he doesn't even know this. Okay, so back in the day when you were, like, going out with somebody, I want to go out with you. What that really meant was you would talk on the phone for hours at a time. And it'd be like, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. And then you'd like have friends over and you'd still be talking on the phone. It was such a dumb thing. But you stay out forever.
Yeah, I had floor vents in my room and my parents could hear if I was on the phone like through their vent.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would cover my vent with like a book and then a pillow so they wouldn't hear me talking.
Yep.
Dang.
I remember being on for hours.
And I would know if they picked up the phone.
Oh, I forgot they could hear if they wanted to. Oh, that was always bad.
Did y'all have?
I know you're listening.
Did y'all have the phone? Wasn't there like a phone thing too, where like everybody in like your block or whatever could be on the line with
the
you
party
at the same
line?
Time? Yeah,
I never did that.
Did y'all have a party line?
I called into a couple times. I don't even know how they did that, but
we were excited to get call waiting. So like, you would be on the phone, and then all this instead of having a busy signal, you would call someone. And then it would beep or do kind of like it does on our cell phones.
Yeah,
yeah, hold, yeah.
And then you'd be like, hey, can you hold on for a second? And you click it and then you go back.
Yeah, I don't really remember any of that stuff.
You
by, the time by the time I was, you know, old enough to really get on the phone, I guess, I was already a teenager and we had cell phones. So.
And I remember when my friends would get their own line and I thought they were so rich.
I got that for my birthday one year. I still remember the phone number to this day.
Can we call it?
Oh, there's no telling.
You think it has a number?
Let me see.
Hang on.
I'm
going to
type it in.
No, I remember a friend of mine got his own phone in his room and had his own separate number. Is that what you mean? Like their own phone number?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember he had that and he was in the phone book and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I was like 10 or 11.
Still Plano, Texas. It doesn't show that it's hard to tell anymore.
You should call them and say, hey man, I used to have this number. How are you? Yeah, I remember in high school as a joke, me and this friend of mine would sit in like the science class where we hated it. We didn't know anything about science. And so we'd just sit in the back of the room and he and I would get on our phones and just like start texting different numbers, like random stuff. And we'd go like, hey man, what's up? Or hey bro, what's up?
Make up names. David was a punk.
I wasn't a punk.
Dude, I think you were.
I wasn't a punk.
You were like a punk on the down low.
He was trying to be cool with his friends.
A punk on the down low. I was a DL punk.
That's it. That's what it was.
That's going to be my rap name.
Do you remember when you got caller ID, how big of a deal that was?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Oh, yeah.
It was a separate box. It sat by itself.
Yes.
I think our telephone provider in Plano was Southwestern Bell. Do you remember that telephone provider?
Yeah.
Southwestern Bell. But anyway, it was like, you know, a box, and it would show up, and you'd have to hit buttons to clear it and go through it.
That's funny, man.
Answering machines.
Mm-hmm. My mom had a voicemail, and she thought it was really cool. It wasn't her voice. It was somebody else. And it would go, how did it go? Do-do-do-do. It's not the message. It's not the message in your life that counts. It's the life in your message. Let me type that out.
So like an inspirational message?
It's the life in your message. It's a quote.
But it was someone else saying it?
Yeah, like you could buy tapes.
Oh, my goodness.
So you would buy tapes of either famous people answering your phone or of sayings.
So you would have, it would be like a cassette in there, and yeah, you would replay it later.
Yes.
Huh. I never knew that.
I can't tell you. Golly. It's not the message in your life that counts. It's the life. And it was some woman.
Some cheesy little...
Barbara Mandrell.
It wasn't Barbara... it's going to drive me nuts. It wasn't Barbara Mandrell.
Well, did she do commercials for Southwestern Bell?
Maybe.
Kristen Bell.
Why, do you think you know?
I don't know. It just sounds like something I don't know.
I can't come to the phone right now. I'm doing a little shopping around. This device will transmit the message. It's not the message in your life that counts. It's the life in your message. Oh.
Could you just pick one or something?
Yeah, you could pick them. You buy a tape.
So they would have these like at the store and you would go pick them up?
Yes.
Wow. That blows my mind.
What did I say it was again?
I don't remember. It was a little
rap. That's going to bother me.
I'm doing a little shopping around. This device will transmit your message. It's not the message in your life.
Are you Googling the entire thing?
Well, that's the only chance I'm going to have of figuring out who it was.
I'm looking up. They might have it on YouTube.
It's somebody famous, and it's an old actress. And as soon as I get off the air, I'm going to think about it, or off the podcast.
Is it somebody from, like, Dynasty or something?
It's something like that. It's an old school actress who is kind of...
Dark hair.
Snarky or whatever, as Lori Bryant would say. Anyway. All right, I'm going to work on that. I'll try to have that tomorrow.
Okay.
Because we could sit here all day and I'll never get it right.
You got to tweet about it, though, if you figure it out. Okay. Let us know.
Brandon on KFIN. I believe my wife has a celebrity's haircut.
Oh, yeah? Who'd she get?
And she didn't do it on purpose. But she is reminding me so much of Lucy Hale right now.
Oh, yeah.
Lucy Hale.
Do you know who that is?
Lucy Hale. Yep.
It's time to Google.
Pretty Little Liars. So my wife went in and she chopped off her hair the other day.
Okay.
Like 10 inches of hair gone. And like, you know, because they both have like the bigger eyes and stuff like that. I screenshotted this and sent it. Well, you can't tell that. Let's see if I can find it. Where is it?
How many other pictures?
See the choppy haircut?
Mm-hmm. I like it, yeah.
So it's a lot different. I love it. But so I was going through and people put this thing out last night.
Look at that.
Eyes, hair, something about it. I don't know.
That's funny.
Anyway, hope you guys have a great day. I'm going to work on my answering machine message and try to figure that out. We'll share that with you tomorrow and talk to you then.